This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Live, we're here to take your calls about what you want. You just dial right on in toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. They're all free. You can actually go there and create the content. What you see there on the front page was put there by listeners just like you and then voted upon by listeners like you. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Ellen,
and Daryl.
All right, we, of course, will get into your calls about whatever you want to discuss. And the three of us all had one particular story that we all found interesting. It was all in together in our show prep. And we always come to the studio not knowing what each other wants to talk about. And it turns out we all had this one. Yahoo! Turns out they have been fighting against the United States government over crazy fines. $250,000 a day is
per day.
Per day.
For refusing to share information.
So the government had threatened to fine them $250,000 a day all the way back in 2008 if Yahoo failed to comply with a broad demand to hand over user communications. I presume that means on their Yahoo Instant Messaging service, a request, or maybe their mail service as well, a request the company believed was unconstitutional, according to court documents unsealed on Thursday that illuminate how federal officials forced American tech companies to participate in the National Security Agency's controversial PRISM program. The documents, roughly 1,500 pages worth, outline a secret and ultimately unsuccessful legal battle by Yahoo to resist the government's demands. The company's loss required Yahoo to become one of the first to begin providing information to PRISM, a program that gave the NSA extensive access to records of online communications by users of Yahoo and the US-based and other US-based technology firms. So it didn't work out. They tried to fight the power, but ultimately the government, they're going to do what they're going
to
do.
Well, I was listening to a radio show this morning when I heard the news about this, and I kind of laughed to myself because it seemed almost fruitless for Yahoo to, or I believe I'm saying it wrong, it's Yahoo. but if Yahoo is challenging the government and they're in a federal court, it just seems like the odds are automatically stacked against them. And no matter what argument they choose, you know, it's the government. They're going to make up some law or some loophole that they can benefit from.
Well, and there are some people that say that you should not ever go to a court because courts are inherently, you know, lopsided against you because they're funded by the entity that you're suing, assuming that you're suing the government. So, you know, what, about a year and a half ago, me and a few others filed a lawsuit against the Keene School District.
Yeah, that's right.
Because of some weird trickery at the deliberative session, which is sort of like a town meeting style New England sort of thing. And of course, you know, we wound up going to the government court, and the government court decided, No. Changing the verb does not modify the context of this petitioned article. Therefore, case dismissed. Same thing with Yahoo. You know, they're going to a government court to say, we think the government's doing something wrong.
Well,
and government courts historically side with the government on being able to expand powers.
Right, but it's a little more complex than that. Like, when the government is setting up an argument saying, well, we need to collect this data because it will protect all of these people. It will provide us with security for these reasons. Why should we not collect this data? Why do you not want us to have it? Are you hiding something? Do you just want to be, you know, that stick in the mug that's not complying? You know, there's a lot more reasons for it than against it, at least in the eyes of attorneys and and judges and people who work for the government.
I am glad that they did try to stand up, though, right? Like, they could have just bent over and said, yeah, we'll do whatever you tell us.
And that's another thing, is that a lot of people demonize these messaging sites for giving in to this pressure, but really they have no option. Either they give in and share this information that they've collected, or they pay these huge fines and eventually go out of business.
Or they just decide to shut down instead of sending the information to the government.
Which is what LeVar Levinson, I think, is what his name
was. Kim.com is...
He did that, too. But Ladar maybe was his name, Levinson. He showed up at the Liberty Forum this year, and actually, just as an attendee, he was the guy who was running LavaBit. And that was a private email service.
Yeah, he was running that with Kim.com.
Oh, I didn't know Kim.com was involved in that.
Yes.
So, they shut down their private email service rather than give access, a backdoor access to the U.S. government, which was really heroic. I mean, to be able to just throw away years' worth of building a business essentially on principle.
Yeah.
You know, that you had, he said he had 400,000 customers worldwide or something like that. A fairly large amount of people were affected by that. And he just shut it down. So, let's see. Continuing the story here, the ruling by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court of Review became a key moment in the development of PRISM, helping government officials to convince other Silicon Valley companies that unprecedented data demands have been tested in the courts and found constitutionally sound. Eventually, most major U.S. tech companies, including Google, Facebook, Apple, and AOL, complied. Microsoft had joined earlier before the ruling.
Wait, so they were just like, oh, this seems like it could work out.
Yeah. What can we do to help? Or it could have been one of those things of where they wanted to not comply. We're going to fine you $250,000 a day. Okay. We'll go ahead and do it.
A version of the court ruling had been released in 2009, but was so heavily redacted that observers were unable to discern which company was involved, what the stakes were, and how the court had wrestled with many of the issues involved. Quote, we already knew this was a very, very important decision by the FISA Court of Review, but we could only guess at why, said a law professor at American University. PRISM was first revealed by Edward Snowden, the former NSA contractor, last year, prompting intense backlash and a wrenching national debate over allegations of overreach in government surveillance. Documents made it clear the program allowed the NSA to order U.S.-based tech companies to turn over emails and other communications to or from foreign targets without search warrants for each of those targets. Other NSA programs gave even more wide-ranging access to personal information of people worldwide by collecting data directly from fiber optic connections. The real message that I think Edward Snowden has brought out, and this just reinforces, is that you can't trust companies to keep your data safe.
Right.
And it's not their fault, though. I mean, they're under so much political pressure to give it up.
It's true.
And what can they do? Well, not just political, but also financial.
Right.
I know if I were running, you know, a billion-dollar business and somebody threatened me with almost $2 million per week worth of fines, then it would not take me very long to decide, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, like, be done with this, and I would shut the business down. If I were in Yahoo's shoes, I would have shut the business down.
Well, they probably could have gotten away with shutting down their messenger service or something like that, or whatever.
Messenger service, groups, email.
Right, but if every business that provides a messaging service were to shut down under this pressure, then we would really have few to no choices. I mean,
I don't know about that. There could still be some companies that would be, let's say, internationally based.
Right. There would be some ones that splinter off, I would think. But
well, and for all the
great thing about having something like Yahoo or Facebook is that everybody uses it.
Well,
for all of the bad things that Google has done, one thing that they do that I praise them on is any email that is sent that stays within the Gmail network is encrypted the entire way through.
Mm.
Yeah, but you still can't trust them. I mean, because
I'm not saying I trust them.
Just because Google says, we've got encrypted email now, doesn't mean that the FBI or NSA or whatever doesn't have a tap right in the line before the encryption starts that they can just jack all your emails.
Well, there are some people that make the claim that, you know, there's some little thing within the computer that as soon as you hit a keystroke, it goes straight to the NSA database before you ever hit send. So, you know, like some people are going to say, you know, like nothing you do anywhere ever is safe.
Yeah, that's and, well, and also you get news like about TrueCrypt, which was an encryption protocol that the authors abandoned, and it was this really weird story. I don't know if anybody's ever done any further checking on that. We'll find out more coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in a free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-553-7444. 1-800-553-7444. Call 1-800-553-7444. 1-800-553-7444.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
What a surprise! The government courts have ruled that the government should be able to take all kinds of information from whatever private companies that are online doing services for you, like Yahoo, Google, Microsoft, Of course, Microsoft apparently was more than happy to jump through the hoops in advance, but the court ruled that, yeah, we can just take whatever we want from you, essentially. I mean, I'm going to give you more details on this here in a moment, but there's been big news that hit recently about Yahoo being threatened with $250,000 a day fines if they failed to comply with a broad demand to just hand over user communications. Just give it over. We want to look at all of it. And maybe it wasn't, maybe they weren't asking for all of it. Maybe it was a not so broad demand, but a semi broad. I don't know. I don't know what the hell they were asking for. They can ask for anything they want to, and they'll get it these days. That's what this court has ruled. And if you don't comply as a corporation, they will fine you and then put you out of business.
It's not even these days. This happened like, what?
This is 2008.
Six or seven years ago?
Good point. Yeah, it has been 6 years since 2008. So we're going to continue with that discussion here in a moment. And the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Also, we're on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way if you would like to get in touch with the show. Also, My Magic Mud, you can go and get some at mymagicmud.com. Get this amazing tooth whitening powder. It strengthens your teeth, promotes healthy gums, reverses sensitivity, and soothes any pain with which you may be dealing. My Magic Mud was created by Jessica Armand. She's a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three, and it's a holistic remedy for your teeth that removes plaque and detoxifies the mouth of bacteria that causes cavities. It gives you a dentist clean every time you use it and is gentle on the enamel. Plus, the ingredients in My Magic Mud are also used as dietary supplements, so not only is it an effective whitener, but it's actually safe to swallow it as well. You can purchase your jar today at mymagicmud.com, and also while you're there, listen to an interview with biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole, where he explains some of the benefits of My Magic Mud. That's mymagicmud.com. I've got a jar in the LRN.FM studio bathroom right now, and I've been enjoying it.
Do you swallow it, or do you spit it?
I spit it out.
Okay.
Do you swallow it?
No, I'm curious what it tastes like.
Oh, sorry about that, Ellen. You had some audio going on earlier. I had to mute your mic.
Oh, that's okay. The mute button wasn't working for some reason. I was just asking, I guess I'm saying you can swallow it because I know that it's made out of charcoal, and usually you can take that as a dietary supplement as well.
So I think the idea is that in case you do swallow it, you don't have to call the poison control center.
Okay.
Not that they're necessarily encouraging people to swallow. I don't know if you want to swallow
it. I don't know. Next time I use it, I'll use it tonight, and I'll just go ahead and swallow it, and then I'll let you know what it tastes like next week.
It will detoxify you.
Will it turn your bowel movements black?
I'll let you know next week.
MyMagicMud.com. You can do your own experimenting on your own time with that. So Yahoo, the story, by the way, is coming from WashingtonPost.com, threatened with $250,000 a day fines all the way back in 2008. They took it to court and subsequently lost in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court of Review. Now, the FISA court, as they've been called in the past,
I call it FISA.
Is not a particularly freedom-friendly court. So,
no.
I don't know why anybody really expected them to prevail in this situation, but at least they gave it a shot. I'll give them credit for that. So Yahoo endured heavy criticism after the Washington Post and Britain's Guardian newspaper used Snowden's documents to reveal the existence of PRISM last year, which is the NSA spying program, was legally bound from revealing its efforts in attempting to resist government pressure. The New York Times first reported Yahoo's role in the case in June of 2013, a week after the initial PRISM revelations. Both the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court and Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court of Review, an appellate court, ordered declassification of the case last year amid a broad effort to make public the legal reasoning behind NSA programs that had stirred national and international anger. So we have heard about these stories before where the feds will come in, they'll talk to an individual or a company, and they'll say, look, we need you to do X for us, and you can't tell anybody about it. You can't tell anybody we've even come to talk to you.
Yeah, that's part of the warrant procedures under the USA Patriot Act.
That's part of the double standard that they always have where, you know, you can't have any privacy, but they need all of the privacy.
I heard Judge Napolitano several years ago talk about a librarian that was handed one of these warrants from some FBI guy, and she called over to the other librarian and said, do you know anything about this? And was arrested spot for violating a provision of the warrant that she could not tell another person about the warrant.
It's so insane. Now, haven't they come up with some sort of program for websites where the website will display a message that says something like, we have not been contacted by the FBI or the FISA court or whatever, NSA, which is the federal government, essentially, by any government agency. We have not been contacted by some government agency to reveal our files. And then the idea is if that message gets removed from the site, that is essentially the heads up that they have been contacted, because they can't say that they've been contacted. They cannot reveal the information of the fact that the national security letter, as they've been called in the past.
But if they take that down, isn't that kind of like giving the confirmation that they were contacted?
Well, that's exactly what it is, but it's not them saying anything. They're not speaking anything. It's just been removed. The information that they haven't been contacted has been removed from the site. I forget what that's called. There's some name for
that. I would love to see, and let me rephrase that. If that happens to a company to where they have this notice up and then they wind up getting, you know, served and then they remove the notice, after that point, I would love to see the court proceeding to find out whether or not they are then found guilty of violating the provisions of the warrant, because in a roundabout way, they have notified people that they got one of these things.
Right, but they could have just taken it down for some random reason.
That's
true. I guess they could use that as a defense. You know, the lack of a negative is not the same as having a positive statement.
They haven't spoken, right? They haven't spoken. Only the information's just been removed, and they have not said specifically what's actually happened.
Right, but Ian, you've dealt with courts and legal stuff enough to where you know that they're going to do and say and rule however they want to.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, you don't like the one court's ruling? Well, pay a bunch of money and take it to another court.
Judge William C. Bryson, presiding judge of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court of Review, ordered the documents from the legal battle unsealed on Thursday. Documents from the case in the lower court have not been released. Yahoo hailed the decision in a Tumblr post Thursday afternoon, saying, quote, the released documents underscore how we had to fight every step of the way to challenge the U.S. government's surveillance efforts, according to their company's general counsel. But they couldn't say a word about it until literally Thursday. And so it made it look bad for them because, as was pointed out, they were enduring criticism about being involved with the PRISM program. When in point, it was as though they were just going along to get along, when in point of fact, they were fighting the entire way to try to prevent this from happening. So kudos to Yahoo. Unfortunately, they lost. And your information is at risk. So you have to take certain steps in order to protect yourself. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-600-4264. Promo code GCN. 877-600-4264. Promo code GCN.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. How do you protect yourself online? We've been talking about the ultimate failure of Yahoo to defend your privacy. They tried, and I don't know how much it cost them to try, because, you know, they got their attorneys and they worked on this, and it went over a period of years. They couldn't talk about it until literally just yesterday, apparently. And so they put out the word to let folks know they had attempted to stand up for folks' privacy, but your privacy if you're a Yahoo user. But ultimately, the federal government prevailed in their own courts, which shouldn't be a surprise to anyone out there that the courts will rule in favor of the government most of the time. Every now and then, a court will make a right decision, just so often enough to where you'll think, oh, the system still works. But most of the time, they're not making the right decision at all. Now, some decisions you should make for yourself are how to protect yourself online. Now, if you want to tell us how you do it, we'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Don't want to get too technical, but there are some basic terms you kind of need to know, like PGP, which is a privacy protocol, basically. And then there's all kinds of encrypted messengers out there now that didn't exist a few years ago. So the market, I think, has been responding to this, although Daryl's got some interesting numbers from a survey of Americans about what they think about the federal government snooping on them and how their opinions have changed since just last year. We'll get into that here in a moment, but if you care about privacy, we've got a great tool that can help you. It's ProXPN. Now, they're a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. That means your internet service provider is not looking at what you're doing anymore. They can't log what you're up to. They can't log the websites you visit or the search terms you enter, which they're probably logging right now and then maybe keeping that information for up to 5 years. So if the feds come along and, you know, you've got Comcast or whatever and the feds come knocking, they're going to hand over all your search history. They're going to hand over all your websites that you've been to. If you prefer that not happen, then go to proxpn.com/FTL and get signed up, get started, download their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android, plus Linux users. Setup's a little bit different for you, but you can make it work with Linux pretty simply. proxpn.com/FTL. The code you need to get 50% off the annual account is FTL50. Now, again, you can get started for free, but the free account's limited in what you can do. The premium account is really what you want. That's where you get the unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to access, and the ability to privately torrent, plus get past regionally blocked websites. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. And again, use code FTL50 to get that 50% off and bring the price down to about $5 a month. That's on the annual account, by the way. There's another way to get an even better discount, because if 50% isn't enough for you, pay with Bitcoin and you'll get 62% off the price of the annual account by using code FTLBTC. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and they don't keep records of your online habits at all. So get a great discount on privacy that's priceless. Use code FTL50 or FTLBTC at proxpn.com/FTL. Now, ProXPN is a great service, but it's not the only thing you need. There are some other things that I would recommend. So, for instance, ProXPN, they encrypt your internet connection, but ultimately once your data gets to ProXPN servers and goes out from there to the rest of the internet, it's not encrypted, because it can't be encrypted when it gets to the end of its target. If you're just visiting freetalklive.com and you start sending us encrypted info, we're not going to know what to do with it. So when you're communicating with people online, there are things that you can do to encrypt your communications to make it so that if somebody does intercept those communications, that they'll just see a bunch of garbage characters and they won't know what it is that they're looking at. And there are always new tools that are coming out in this realm, and I was just actually informed of one of them today, which I'm pretty excited about. So you guys probably have cell phones, right? Both of you have cell phones?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I called you from it once.
Do you have an encrypted messaging app on your cell phone?
No.
My chromed robot turd does not have an encrypted messaging app.
So there's an app that I've been using for a few years now called Text Secure, which is, I believe, to be a good one, right? Now, I don't know for sure. I am not a programmer, so I can't.
How could you ever know?
That's the thing. I can't audit the program, so I don't know. But some of these programs, and TextSecure, I believe, is one of them, are what's called open source, meaning that the programming language, the actual lines of program that you could read, if, then, else, you know, all that stuff, that's all readable by anyone in the public. And anybody who knows the programming could go in there and they can look through that program and they can say, yes, this is a secure program. This program is, you know, it does not have any backdoors built into it. I've looked at the code. I know that's true. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that would be what a technical person would say, a coder would be able to do. So TextSecure has been around for a long time. Presumably, it's one of the better ones. There's a new one that just came out. This one is called Telegram. Now, TextSecure, what it does, and I think it's available for both iPhone and Android phones. I know I have it on my Android phone. But what it does is it actually encrypts your text messages from one phone to another. So text messages go over the cell phone network. They don't use necessarily, you don't have to have an internet connection. So you can send a text message. Maybe you've noticed this with your phone. If you're ever not in a data zone and you go back to just regular phone mode where you can't get on the internet, you can still send a text message in that circumstance. So, because you don't need data service to send text messages. So that's one of the things that TextSecure is nice for, because a lot of the online texting apps, you have to have data in order to be able to use those apps. You can't send a message to your friends unless you're in an area that has data coverage. So with TextSecure, you can be anywhere where there's just plain old cell phone coverage and be able to send encrypted texts to your friends. So that's a pretty valuable thing to have, and I don't plan on replacing TextSecure. I think it's very good, and I've never seen anything that competes with TextSecure, unfortunately. But it works, and it seems to work very well. So if somebody, if the cell phone company wants to go and pull up my phone's files or, you know, look at my records to see who I've been texting, they'll know to which numbers I've been texting. Because, again, you have to put in that person's number to send the text over a cell phone network. But they won't be able to read them. It'll just be gobbledygook. So that's pretty cool. But this new thing, and I was using a different program called SureSpot for a little while, which is not a texting program. It's just like an instant messaging program. The difference being that texting is over the cell phone network, instant messaging you need data for. So I was using this for instant messaging, and I was just informed of a new one, which is called Telegram. This is in alpha, so normally you don't generally want to download alpha software because it can be really buggy. But it was recommended to me by actually the guys who programmed the Free Talk Live website, the designers. And they said they've been really
enjoying it. I trust them.
Yeah, they said they've been enjoying this. The website for Telegram claims that, you know, it's open source and you can go and look at the code. And basically what this does that I've not seen before is it's something that's usable across different platforms. So I have the Telegram program on my computer, and I have the Telegram program on my Android phone. So I guess Google Hangouts does this, but you can't encrypt with Google Hangouts. So with this program, Telegram, if I send a message, let's say, Ellen, you were on the Telegram program, we would both have an encrypted connection. I could send you a message from my home, the studio computer here. It would show up on your cell phone, and it would also show up on my cell phone as well, because okay. I have the same program in both places.
Well, that's unusual.
So, question about the app on the computer.
Yes.
Are you sending this through, like, a Google Voice, or you're sending it through the app?
Through the internet. You're sending it through the app, through the internet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it basically it creates something other than a telephone number that you wind up getting your text through.
Well, that's the thing.
That's what confuses me.
Okay, so right. So when I downloaded the programs, I first tried the Windows program, the desktop program, and it would not let me start until I actually had a phone number punched into it. So I needed to have a phone. There seemed to be another way to do it, and I didn't explore that other way, so there may be a way to create an account without having a phone with this program. I suspect there is. But so what I ended up doing was going on my phone, installing it there, creating an account on the phone, and then it was easy to log in on the computer. So basically, you send a text from any of your devices, and it's pretty cool. Like when I logged in to this program for the first time, Brian and Stephanie from the Sunday Show, they were already in there because they're already in the system for this particular network.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. You can check it out at telegram.org. It's kind of cool to bring the term Telegram back to. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free. And get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to bring up whatever's on your mind. What are some of the cool encrypted apps that we don't know about? I've talked about Text Secure, which is one for cell phones. I believe both iPhone and Android. It actually encrypts your texting, which is cool. There's also the brand new Telegram app, which is a... Ooh, that's my Telegram app. I need to find out how to turn the damn sounds off. That will.
That sounds pretty nice, though.
That will
a lot
actually.
More pleasant.
It'll allow you to text across your platform. So I'm on a Windows machine, and I've got my Android phone, and there's a Telegram app for both of those, and I think Mac and probably Linux. I don't have the site pulled up at the moment. Telegram.org is where you can go and check that out. Again, they claim they're open source. They claim that, you know, you can audit their code and that they're encrypted. So what are some of the other tools? You can share them with us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And coming up still, we've got to get to the numbers that you have, Daryl, in a poll conducted about Americans, because we've been talking about Yahoo basically being bent over a barrel by the federal government, them trying to put up a fight for privacy of their users, ultimately ending in failure, and, of course, your privacy being totally raped by the federal government. And so we'll get into that here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And we'd love to hear more apps. There's also Redphone. We can talk about that, too. That's an encrypted calling app. William, though, is first listening in Madison to lrn.fm. Hello, William.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, go ahead.
You know, I was listening to what you were talking about there with that, and you know, it made me think of a different topic than I initially called about, which is starting a business, and how that relates to kind of what we're taught and what people see out there, you know, in the news in terms of things like this, breaches and the kinds of barriers that get thrown up, and I think a lot of that not only affects how people behave, but also it affects how they think. And so that in turn affects how they behave. You know, I recently started a business, and a few of my partners are less experienced with doing entrepreneurship, and there's so much hesitation because people, they just see things like this on the news, and they think that there's this big mysterious world that you have to learn all about now. Otherwise, you're going to mess up and you're going to get in trouble.
And when you say this big mysterious world, you mean like the world of government regulation, or what do you mean there?
Yeah. Yeah, quite yeah. frankly, yeah. It's that, and also though, also the world of creating a company and, you know, having to disillusion people to the fact that companies are just people. Mm. You know, and really all of these things are just groups of people. You know, in terms of Yahoo, this isn't only an invasion of our privacy, but this is just a breach of the whole notion of people making agreements in the first place. You know, and that later someone else can come in and say, I know you two agreed to share things this way, things that you've created, but that doesn't matter. We say that you have to do this with it now. You know, that's really what it's all about. And you know, we talk in these layers of regulation and et cetera, but, you know, really it's just groups of people. Whether that's, you know, coming from a positive perspective of creating a company, you know, it's just a group of people doing something and agreeing on how to support the outcome.
But I understand where the fear or the trepidation will come from. It can be overwhelming looking at the legal aspects of getting a group of people together and then dealing with the other group of people calling themselves government or the state, who will use guns and violence and levies on bank accounts.
Exactly. It's already complicated enough.
But
you're bringing a third party. Yeah.
Right. Now I see what you're saying. When it's already complicated to get investors and start a business, and then you add in all the stupid government regulations and the, you know, the ridiculous rules and fines and licensing fees and bribes that you have to pay.
And
it's insane.
And the fact that we have a time scarcity problem in dealing with organizing human affairs. And so if we're spending our time learning about how to tiptoe around people who frankly have no business being there in the first place, but whom we wouldn't interact with but for, you know, it takes away from the time that we could be strengthening relationships with people we intend on spending our time with.
Absolutely. Every moment you spend interacting with a bureaucrat is one moment you can't spend taking care of your customers or your employees. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And it's just, to me, I'm amazed that anyone bothers in certain industries and in certain places. Like, you know, it's shocking to me that somebody would open a business in certain, you know, jurisdictions where the regulations are so stringent and so difficult to jump through the hoops. It's just the drive of business people is really, it's an inspiring thing that they can keep doing business, that they can push on through despite all of the regulatory hurdles put in front of them. I mean, just looking at that level of drive to do business and to make customers happy, it's inspiring. The marketplace is an amazing thing, and it makes me wonder how it would be in the absence of all the government regulators. If people could just go and start their own business, what wonderful products and services would we have today that we don't have because somebody looked at all the rules and said, you know what, F this, I'm just going to keep my J-O-B and go to work every day.
Yeah, the people who usually change the world are the ones that don't abide by the rules.
That's true.
Absolutely. Or, you know, it's the people who have the means to deal with it. And you want to make a big sweeping point to a liberal audience, and probably a conservative one too, but to a government-leaning one, you say, you know, these regulations, it's the big, you know, corporate folks who have their own people doing that. And the small business guy has to now spend his time where he would be doing strategy and thinking about the next thing, what's the next move, who should I talk to. Those guys in the boardrooms, you know, these Fortune companies, they get the time to do that. They don't have to run to the copier. They don't have to, you know, do payroll by hand, right?
And
it comes down to the next thing, it's just more time.
In a lot of cases, it's the big corporations that are advocating for the regulations. And we've talked about Uber and Lyft enough on this show to where anybody that's listened knows that it's the, you know, establishment taxi companies that are begging the local governments to do something about Uber and Lyft. They're hurting our business. Do something about them.
And they
had to pay quarters of millions of dollars for these little plaques that allow us to be a taxi. Do something about them.
Oh, they're doing something.
They're not doing everything that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
those regulations? You guys must be racist for that. You know, that's a talking point that I hear here in Madison is.
Isn't that something that they call, you know, like the angry slave? You know, where they're upset.
Slave on slave violence.
Yes. You know, they're upset because they're not getting punished as much as this guy.
Right. It's so common where a business owner that is regulated and licensed will be the one who snitches out the person who is not licensed because they've been beaten down so effectively by this system that they feel like, well, if I've been beaten down, everybody needs to be beaten down. Let's have beatdowns all around. Everybody needs to go get in line. You need to beat down now. So we can all feel beaten together.
It's kind of like that Rush song, The Trees, where, you know, the trees are upset because there's trees that are taller than them, so they try to equal it out, and in the end, the entire forest is chopped down.
Sorry, go ahead, William.
Sorry, yeah, it's like if you skip class and you don't like it, so you just don't go and some other kid gets angry at you, you know? Well, I just don't want to do that.
Thanks for the call tonight, William. I do appreciate hearing from you. Good points. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. And I think there are a lot of people who have had their entrepreneurial spirit crushed before it even had a chance to manifest, right? So, and what I mean by that is you get some sort of idea that you think is brilliant. Maybe it's not. Maybe it would have turned out that had you tried to bring the product to the market, it would have failed. Maybe nobody else really would have cared about it, or not enough people would have cared enough to make it worthwhile. You don't know. You won't know for sure until you try. But a lot of people are just stopped cold in their tracks for fear of what might happen to them for, you know, having to jump through these hoops and not being able to afford an attorney to try to figure out how to jump through the hoops and being worried that if you don't cross the T's and dot the I's correctly, that you're going to end up with $250,000 a day in fines or even $500 a day. That's going to put any small business person out of business. And $500 a day in fines is not uncommon to find in city ordinances as far as if you don't do X, Y, or Z in the way they want you to. So there are plenty of people who've had some brilliant idea for some product or service that a lot of people will ask themselves, well, how do we do this the right way? And when they say that, what they mean is, how do we do this legally? How do we jump through all the government hoops so we won't have men with guns come in, point guns at us, and shut our business down? Because that's really what's going to happen.
Right.
If you don't do what they tell you to do, if you don't jump through all their hoops, they will send the police in and you will be shut down by force. And that stopped a whole lot of businesses from ever getting off the ground. It's tragic. More coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.